Hello and welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business podcast, hosted by me, Bob Nelson. The Mesa Chamber of Commerce welcomes Kevin Frost from ServPro of North Central Mesa on this episode of the Mesa Chamber podcast, sponsored by Tennyson Investments. Kevin is the marketing manager and has been with ServPro for 5 years. Kevin is also a Toastmaster in the Mesa community, and he helps organize the Mesa Young Professionals for the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. ServPro of North Central Mesa provides disaster recovery services for fire, water, mold, and biohazard damage. The company has been around for 50 years and serving North Central Mesa for the last 6 years. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Oh, great. Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
Good to have you. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about the history of ServPro.
Yeah, of course. ServPro's been here for, like you said, around 50 years. Ted and Doris Isaacson were the first creators of ServPro, and of course it's just exploded with small entities across the United States and even in Canada. So we've been here for about 50 years, and it started out as a painting and carpet cleaning service, and they branched out into restoration services around 30 years ago.
So they now are full service disaster recovery?
Correct. Full service all the way from the start to where you just have the water damage and mitigating the water damage, all the way to the reconstruction portion and putting the home back together all again.
Oh, very cool. So obviously in the disaster recovery industry, tell us a little bit about that industry. Like, you know, what is that industry when people say disaster recovery?
When you think of disaster recovery services, it covers a huge variety of services, from cleaning vents, carpet cleaning itself, extraction of a water flood damage situation, a fire, someone's home up in flames, or even if you have an issue of mold, which is surprisingly very common.
So if I have something that happens, how do I know that I should call a company such as ServPro versus maybe just running out to Home Depot and picking up what I need to get me by?
Well, when people require services, for the most part, at least the damage restoration side, they want us there as soon as possible. And it's usually when it's something that people then realize, wow, this is way over my head. I can't spend hours on end sucking up and extracting all of this water. Or what am I going to do when my house is up in flames? What's the next step? What do I do from here? So anytime that you think, when you hear, smell, or just don't want to touch something, that's usually when we get involved.
And there's disaster recovery services, obviously, because of the nature of people being in need, sort of lends itself to a large field of potential service providers. How do people know a good disaster recovery firm from one that they may want to avoid?
Well, the great thing about ServPro is we are number one in the industry right now, and that's great to be there. But unfortunately, there are a lot of competitors out there, and you can never really tell if a company is reputable. You know, there's, like you said, a few things to look out for. The number one thing is you want to make sure that the employees that are coming into your home do have background checks. Do they have criminal history or anything going along with them? You never really know. The second thing is that you want to watch out for is everyone and everything that they have in uniform. Does everything look professional? How are the people showing up? Are they in tennis shoes and, you know, just some shorts, just kind of lounging around? Are they really taking care of your personal property? Within the first 15 minutes of meeting a professional, you want to make sure that everything and everyone is doing and looking professional.
ServPro pretty much scales. I mean, you guys can handle anything from the smallest to the largest event.
Right. ServPro has a lot of small entities across the United States and a little in Canada, but we have the capability of handling large scale disasters, including major corporates, government contracts, even in hurricanes. So, for example, the beginning of this year, 2017, we had an issue at a school to where it affected multiple floors, and it even went into their library. And so this was a water damage, and it affected their library, which required paper recovery services. ServPro has great paper recovery services, so much so that we can pack up the paper, secure them, send them off to our corporate office, and actually freeze them Once it then gets frozen, we can suck the oxygen and moisture out of the paper and put the oxygen and moisture back into the paper. So this is great for restoring photos, pictures, any paintings, a lot of different things that people don't think that they can repair or replace. But luckily, SurfPro can.
So you freeze dry it.
Exactly.
That's cool. All right. So SurfPro, let me ask you just kind of a couple of things for people. Just because, you know, people, awareness is key, right? I mean, you know, anything that you can do. What should someone do first if, you know, they open the door to their house and they realize, oh my gosh, water all over the floor? Like, what's your first step?
You definitely got to find the source of the problem. What is actually causing the damage, the water loss, or whatever it may be? If it is regarding water, you want to try to shut the water off to the property. That's got to be step number one. Where's the shutoff valves? Find the shutoff valves, turn it off, and get the water mitigated. You want to stop the progression of the water in order to make sure that the water doesn't damage any of your property any further. Try to set up some water barriers so that it doesn't spread throughout your property even further. Once you get that taken care of, then the next step is, of course, extraction. Extracting the water out of your house or property so that it doesn't progress up the walls or get sucked into anything else. Luckily, most properties do have baseboards that do stop the progression or try to minimize and work as a barrier. Unfortunately, a lot of wood barriers or baseboards don't do the best of protection, and if there is enough water, it ends up getting sucked up the drywall pretty quickly.
So you guys, let's say I'm a business owner, you know, I buy a property. I'm like, I'm going to open up my own little shop of some sort. You know, I can call SurfPro and have them come in and kind of give me the lay of the land on my property. Is that what you were telling me earlier before we got on the air there?
So a cool thing that SurfPro does, it's actually called an ERP, or for long terms here, is an emergency readiness profile. And what it does is it gives you a snapshot of your business. And this is just in case if something ever does happen. Now, you never want something to happen, but in the likely chance, something will. This can cover a plethora of things, but some of the things that you want to be really cautious of, you know, is there any specific type of chemicals in your property? What type of things, if your property does go up in flames, should the fire department be wary of? If the fire department does arrive, where should they park? What kind of entrances and exits should they be wary of? And if you, the property owner, are not there, does your employees have access to these certain things? Do they know where the water shutoff valves are? Or if, for example, the fire extinguisher goes off, you know, what are the proper steps? So this really goes in, lays out the land of your property, and it even gives you the emergency numbers and the non-emergency numbers for the people in your local area.
Very cool. And that service is a service you provide complimentary, is that correct?
Completely free of charge. It's something a SurfPro employee comes in there, we'll throw up our SurfPro sticker, and you can have the access either papered version or even in an app. So it's something great that you can always have in your back pocket.
So how does somebody, let's say they're listening to this podcast, they're like, I got to call Kevin. I got to get him out here and do this ERP. How do I get him to get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is to call my specific location, which is going to be at 480-553-7103. You can do that, or you can just go online and type in SurfPro. It's short for service professionals, that we are there and we can be there to take care of any disaster. We are faster to any size disaster to make it like it never even happened.
I see what you did there. That's cute. So, you know, we've talked a lot about what SurfPro can do, but let's talk a little bit about SurfPro itself. So what's it like working for SurfPro?
It's fabulous. I mean, a lot of the SurfPro industry people are great, all the way from the corporate all the way down to the local offices. Being a part of SurfPro, corporate really just doesn't want to train their employees. They really want to develop them. They're really focusing on personal development, personal growth, outside of just work. I mean, this isn't a mandatory thing every day that you do, but our work is then needed, and we aren't busy every day. But of course, it's a great thing for the public. We want to make sure that we are training our employees every day, making sure that everyone is taking care of themselves in their own personal lives as well. So SurfPro has some really great training programs that it's not just focused on personal development, but leadership as well. So it's just another great couple things to lead into going in with Toastmasters and being a young professional here in Mesa.
So do you guys get cross trained? Like, you know, I could throw you in a house full of water and you could like start handling the business. Is that what happens?
Exactly. Even before becoming a marketing employee, you have to actually be out on the field being a production person for at least a couple of months. I mean, they really want you to get your hands dirty before you start selling.
So if we could do a vlog, like I could like do, you could make this a reality show and I could put Kevin, plop him right in the middle of a disaster. Plop. Kevin, fix this. And he'd be like, oh, I'm good. I got trained by SurfPro. I got this.
Oh, yeah. Step one, take care of this. Step two, take care of that. It would be great. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we handle a lot of disgusting, dirty things. But
so what's speaking of disgusting, dirty things, what's your craziest call like you've been involved in?
Well, like I said, we handle some disgusting, dirty, smelly things.
You don't have to name names. Don't name names, because that's just not cool.
One of the more recent issues that we have had was with a sewage backup. Now, this happens usually a lot around Thanksgiving, where a lot of families in town, a lot of people using the toilets after eating a lot of food. One issue that we had this last year for Thanksgiving was a 3-story sewage loss.
He's looking at me like he wants me to cringe, and I'm cringing, so don't you worry.
What had happened was someone on the top floor ended up using the toilet late at night, didn't realize it, but the toilet had backed up, left the bathroom, and just didn't realize it, like I had said. Well, within an hour, all of the sewage from the top floor went into the middle floor, flooded the middle floor so much so that the floor itself started to collapse, and inside of the basement, there was a fan that was on. So all of the sewage...
Like a ceiling fan.
Yeah, the sewage had collected on the ceiling fan, and the ceiling fan was just flinging it all across the basement.
That couldn't have ended well.
Well, luckily the person had insurance, and when it's something as bad as this, it's considered Category 3, and when it's considered Category 3, almost everything has to get tossed.
I can totally understand.
No one wants to use that toothbrush anymore.
No, I'm sure nobody wants to use much of anything in that house anymore. So Kevin, we had you throw out earlier. One more time, throw that number out for people so they can get a hold of you if they need to.
Our franchise location's number is 480-553-7103.
Thank you. And this has been the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast with our guest, Kevin Frost of SurfPro of North Central Mesa. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Bob. Thanks for having me.
The current season of podcasts is sponsored by Tennyson Investments, located online at tennysonfinancial.com. The podcast is produced by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Remember, the world belongs to those who show up. Located online at mesachamber.org, today's date is April 4th, 2017, and I am your host for the podcast, Bob Nelson. We hope you have a great couple weeks, at least I do, and I hope Kevin does as well. But I hope you have a great couple weeks, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks again, Kevin.